Hello, I'm Ross Ballard, and I became a Christian as a teenager.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
So I didn't grow up in a Christian home, so yeah, I knew really next to nothing about Christ. My parents divorced when I was very young. I think initially I encountered God when my parents divorced. My father married a pastor's daughter, and she would have him go to church occasionally. And so I went to this church, small little church. There was an occasion where there was a youth trip coming up. It was on the horizon. And that trip, there was a kid, for whatever reason, backed out of said trip, but had already paid his expenses. And so they had asked if I would be willing to go, and I said, sure. And it was there that I encountered Christ. I remember after the first night of worship, I think we were in Asheville, North Carolina, and I think it was Big Daddy Weave was leading worship, and we split up afterwards as a youth group to kind of debrief and talk about the message for that evening. And I started crying before this group of young kids that I didn't know very well, and I said, I don't know who this Jesus is, but I would like to know him. And so that's when I was saved. Came home from that trip the following Sunday morning. I got baptized, started attending a new school, and I had a good friend there that had started inviting me to church. And so I decided to go on a whim, really because I like this friend. And this becomes my home away from home. I am so happy and I'm so content here. And every opportunity I can, I'm at this church. And my knowledge of the Lord is growing. We would have traveling missionaries that would come and speak with us. And their stories were very inspirational and I think helped put me on that path. So yeah, I get ready to go off to college. And I'm thinking, I think I want to do kind of this traditional missionary route. But my mother was very resistant because she hadn't quite come to faith yet, I don't think. And so we wrestled. The two of us argued all the time about me because she felt that she had grand aspirations that I would be a doctor and I would make a great paycheck. She really wanted me to be able to take care of myself. And so to say that I wanted to choose this new career path was kind of like a slap in the face to her, where she's like, but you're going to throw all this money down the drain and you won't be able to provide for your family. But of course, I had faith that God would take care of me if this is what he wanted. My mother she saw the changes that God was doing in my life, and I think God was warming her heart. And so she started coming to church with me. So I was going by myself prior, and so she started coming. And there was a Sunday in particular where I guess there was a very moving message. I don't honestly remember the content of the message, but maybe there was an altar call. And so she had told me at the end of the service, she's like, I think I want to be baptized. And I don't remember if it was her request, but I went to the pastor after the service and he stopped me at a distance and he said, I know what you're going to ask. And the answer is yes. And so what I was going to ask was, could I baptize my mother? And so he had given me permission without even having the conversation. Yeah, so day to day for me to follow Jesus means that not my will, but his will, like Jesus declared in the Garden of Gethsemane. So initially, when I first came to faith and I made choices to give up certain things, I changed my friend group and the various people that it felt like maybe weren't honoring God or weren't pushing me in that direction. And so, yeah, it's this daily dying to self. And living for Christ. It says that we have been, you know, baptized with him in the death and that we've been raised to new life. And so that's what I think it means. It's making all of my decisions in regards to what has God asked me to do in these situations? What have I seen modeled in the character of Christ?
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.